I should like to soften things just a little bit and do a medley of ballad for you. Imagine a guy and his gal sitting on the park bench around 9:30, quarter to 10 in the evening, and they're a young couple, rather romantically involved. And the boy gets a little carried away by the moonlight, so he decides to tell his girl just how he feels about it. And he leans over and he delicately and sensitively whispers into his girl's earlobe. Split splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yes, I rubbed up just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. You know, I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me, then I opened the door and split splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? It was a splishing and a splashing, feeling the feeling, moving and a grooving, and then we sang somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on Tommy Sands and watches the ships. I couldn't resist it. That go sailing. It's far beyond the star. It is near beyond the moon. And I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. Alone in the world, lived a poor little land, as sweet a young thing as you'd find. And both her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving little Annie behind. To pick some artificial flowers, she made artificial flowers. Flowers for ladies of society to wear. She made artificial flowers, you know those dum-dum flowers, fashioned from Annie's despair. In a cavern or down by a canyon, excavating, ooh, for a mine, where there lived a miner from South Carolina and his daughter, chubby Clementine. One more once, oh my darling, 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 sweet Clementine. You may be gone, but you ain't never gonna be forgotten. Fare thee well. So long, Clementine. Bye.